Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Basra Chol Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Ruzivik Ghagon B'Karav Mamish. And we continue to discuss making a chazaka on a field. The Mishnah tells us Kol chazaka she'ini mataino in a chazaka. If a chazaka doesn't come along with a taino, it doesn't come along with a good reason why the guy is there, it's not a chazaka. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Tamar Loi Shimon tells Ruvain, Mata Oisa B'sech Shali, what are you doing in my field? Vu Amar Loi, and Ruvain responds to Shimon, Shalom Reli Adam Davar Me'olam. No one ever told me anything. No one said that I wasn't allowed to be here. In a chazaka, it's not a chazaka, even though he was there for 3 years. Just because somebody never told you that you're not allowed to be here doesn't mean that you are allowed to be here. So that's not a valid chazaka. However, Ruvain responded to Shimon, Shemachartali, you sold it to me. Shemachartali Matani, you gave it to me as a gift. Or Avicha Machrali, your father sold it to me. Avicha Nasanali Matana, your father gave it to me as a gift. I raise a chazaka. So that's a valid chazaka. He was there for 3 years and has aided him to prove it. And he has a good tani, he has a good reason why he was there. Now, Vabami Shum Yerusha, Einoi Tzarech Taino. If someone's coming because of Yerusha, he says, I got this from my father. My father passed away, so I got this field. He doesn't even need a taino, meaning he doesn't need to explain how his father got it. He doesn't have to know that's not his business. He knows that he got it from his father, and of course he was there for 3 years, so that's sufficient enough. The Mishnah continues, Ha'umanin, craftsmen who are given kalim to fix, Vashotfin, partners in a field, Varisin, or sharecroppers who work a field for a certain percentage of the profit, Vapatrupin, or managers of an estate. All these people in them chazaka, they're not able to tie in a chazaka because it makes sense that they're in this property for a significant amount of time, so they're not able to say, well, we were here for 3 years and no one made a macha. It could be the reason why the guy has the kli, for example, is because he's the uman and he's supposed to fix it. And it doesn't mean that it's his. Or the reason why the fellow's in this field for 3 years is because that was the partnership arrangement with his partner that each one gets the produce for 3 years, so on and so forth. Furthermore, a man is not able to make chazaka in the nechasim of his wife. A husband generally has the rights to use his wife's property, and a wife cannot make a chazaka in the property of her husband because usually, even if the husband didn't give her express permission, if she happens to be using it and benefiting from the fruits, that's something the husband will be meichel on, and it's not something that he would have to make a macha, a protest, don't be in my property. This is also something fairly standard to happen. Also, a father is not able to make a chazaka in the chasim of his son, and a son can't in the chasim of his father, because often fathers and sons would manage each other's properties, so again, it's normal for them to be in the other guy's field, and they can't tell while I was here for 3 years and no one made a chazaka. The Mishnah further clarifies, when was this said that a person is not able to make a chazaka at all, or he has to wait for 3 years? That's b'machzik, if a person is making chazaka, meaning he would have to prove why he's here. Avol b'nois and matana, but if a person gave a field as a gift, and this is in front of Edom or in front of Bezdin, Ruvain gave his field to Shimon, or v'achin shechalku, brothers that divided their Yerusha, their father died, and now they're splitting the Yerusha, or v'machzik b'nichse ager, someone's making chazaka on the nechasim of a ger, a convert who died, and didn't leave over relatives, so all of his properties are now hefker. So in all these cases, na'al, if he closed the door, meaning he put a door on the property, or v'gadar, he put up a fence, or v'paratz, he broke a hole in the fence, even kolshehu, if he did just the smallest amount, harezu chazaka, this is chazaka right away, and he acquires the property even without being there for 3 years. Moving on to Mishnah Daled, now we come into the new case of Edom Zayumin. We know that in a standard case of Edom contradicting each other, which is called Edos Mucheshes, we'll throw both of them out of Bezdin. So if Reuven and Shimon give Edos the barrel of Shmarel $100, and then Levi and Yehuda give Edos the barrel does not owe Shmarel $100, so this is Edos Mucheshes, and we throw them out. But let's say Reuven and Shimon say that we know that Beryl borrowed money from Shmarel on Monday at 10 a.m. right outside the Beis Medrash. And then Levi and Shimon come along and give Edos that Reuven and Shimon couldn't possibly have given such Edos because Imanu Hayisam B'makom Pleni. You, Reuven and Shimon, were with us in a totally different place on the day that you claimed you saw that Halva take place. These Edim, Reuven and Shimon, are called Edim Zayimimin, and there's a special dispensation of the Pasuk for them. Vasisim Lekashazam Lasis La'achiv. Whatever they wanted to do, they get done to them. So if they want to mechayev somebody money, they would have to pay the money. Or see, this works exactly the same way with Chazak on a property. We have two Edim testifying that Reuven was there for 3 years eating the produce, and so he doesn't have to have his shtar. And then Vinimtsu Zayimin, it turns out those Edim were Zayimin. Misham Alay is a Koil. They have to pay Shimon, the real owner of the property, everything. They tried to get Shimon to lose his property because they were testifying that it really belongs to Reuven, and now they returned that to be Edim Zayimin. They have to pay that entire value to Shimon. Let's say it wasn't just one set of Edim, but it was three. Shnai Bar Shain, or Shnai Bar Shni, or Shnai Bar Shlishes. There was two Edim that testified that Reuven was there for year one, two Edim that testified he was there for year two, and two Edim testified that he was there for year three, and then they all turned out to be Zayimin, Mishal Shlom Beinayin. They split it into thirds, meaning each of them has to pay a third of the value of the property. Similarly, Shlosha Achim, let's say three brothers came along, Bechem Mitzdarfi Mahim, and one joined along with them. So we're going to call our three brothers Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then we have a random guy, Beryl, that joined along with them for Eidos. Reuven and Beryl give Eidos about year one, Shimon and Beryl give Eidos about year two, Levi and Beryl give Eidos about year three. So that's considered three proper Eidos because the brothers aren't testifying together. It's a brother with a different guy, and therefore if the edus checks out to be correct, the person whom they're testifying about does get to keep the property, and by the same token, vehin edus achas hazama, they're also considered like one edus in regards to hazama. If we want to be mazim them, to be mechayev them to pay because they lied, we have to be mazim all three groups of edim, not just one. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, continue to discuss chazaka. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.